popular speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Radio show, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, March 12th, 2014, middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauha on a Friday and a weekend. Boy, there are all kinds of stuff going on today. We have much to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, managing the truth warp drive, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in with your questions and observations and opinions. Ukraine is back up at the top of the list of talking points today. The European Union has issued an ultimatum to Russia to start talks with the Ukraine or face immediate economic sanctions, and basically are saying that these sanctions, which are including asset freezes, travel bans, and so forth, could be imposed the day after the Crimea referendum. In other words, this coming Monday, the European Union is going to start imposing sanctions on Russia if the situation is not resolved to the satisfaction of the United States and the European powers, at which point Russia is going to start shutting off those gas valves. Or just saying, hey, the price just went up. You know, there's a war on. We got to make some money out here. Now, yesterday, John Kerry issued his own ultimatum, if you will, saying John Kerry has ruled out meeting with the Russian President Putin for talks on the Ukraine unless and until Russia unilaterally agrees to all U.S. demands before the meeting. Well, Kerry's been hanging out with the Israelis too much because that's their usual approach. Give us what we want first, then we'll talk about maybe doing something nice for you, which never works out for the opposing party. And obviously, if Putin already agrees to all U.S. demands before the meeting, there's no point to the meeting anyway. It's typical bluff and bluster. And between what Europe is saying and Kerry was saying, obviously it is a no-win situation for Russia. What basically they're saying is Russia can avoid sanctions by pulling out of the Crimea and agreeing to everything we want, and then we'll go back to status quo ante with a new coup d'etat government imposed by force over the Ukraine. Now, it appears that Kerry may have blinked a little tiny bit. He's still not announced a meeting with Putin, but apparently Kerry is on his way to London for what are being described as 11th-hour meetings with his counterpart, trying to resolve the situation. So they started out yesterday, we won't budge until Russia gives us what we want. Now they're budging a little bit. And in the diplomatic world, basically it means the U.S. has blinked. Because a lot of this is bluff and bluster. We'll get into that in a little more detail in a bit here. So basically, this is what the U.S. is saying is democracy in action. Washington has recognized a coup d'etat in Ukraine that imposed a new government by force. At the same time, they're telling the Crimean people, we don't recognize the election you're having on Sunday to vote for independence. Now, Russia is still talking about dropping the U.S. dollar. They're already doing direct rubles and yuan trade with China. They've already stopped using the dollar there. And remember back when they did that, when Putin took control of their central bank, when they started dealing with China without going through the dollar, I said war with Russia is now inevitable in the minds of the money junkies. And when China signed those treaties with eight countries for direct currency exchange without going through the dollar, I said, okay, China's now been put on the list of countries to be made war on. And sure enough, we're here. Gee, I hate being right all the time on this stuff. But that's really what it's coming down to. Go back and read All Wars Are Banker Wars. This is just the latest in a long series of wars to enslave the world to that model of only being allowed to conduct commerce using banknotes borrowed at interest from privately owned central banks. That's it. That's what the New World Order really is, a global version of the Federal Reserve, and look what a wonderful blessing that has been on the American people. So the U.S. Congress is out there demanding a Russian withdrawal, possibly sending more money to the coup d'etat government in the Ukraine. They're going through all the motions here. Meanwhile, get a story. New York Times is reporting on the Obama team debates how to punish Russia. We have to punish Russia. Remember I was talking about the history of World War One, how the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand supposedly started this, and it was all Bosnia and everything, but it was quickly mutated to say, oh, it's really a war against Germany because Germany's the threat, Germany's the bad guy, even though Germany had nothing to do with the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand. But they were the real target, and we're seeing the same thing here again. Ukraine and Crimea have an overthrow, a coup d'etat. Crimea wants to break free, but already we're seeing the focus shifting onto Russia because that is the real target. So the Obama administration has basically decided that they're going to go the economic war route, and they're out there saying we can badly damage the Russian economy. Yeah, they can, at the cost of potentially crashing our own. If Russia drops the dollar, China will follow suit. The rest of the world will panic. If Russia starts dumping their treasury bonds on the world market, China will follow suit. The rest of the world will follow, and the panic will be on. And it will be all over for the U.S. economy. But no price is too great to pay to get those gosh darn Russians, seems to be the thinking inside Sodom on the Potomac. You know, everything for we've got to prevail, you know, victory or death for other people's kids. The G7 has now signed on in a statement ostensibly from the G7, but also issued by the White House, saying they will take further action if Russia tries to annex Crimea. Now, Russia doesn't need to annex Crimea. They're flogging a dead horse here. Crimea would like to join with Russia, but it's not really necessary. Russia's strategic interest is to keep their warm water seaports on the Black Sea. And Russia gets what they want even with an independent Republic of Crimea, which is the new name for the place. So, now, we've been seeing all this propaganda about Russia's doing this, Russia's got tanks, Russia's got all the rest of it. Russia's defense ministry has now given permission for reconnaissance flights from the Ukraine to fly over Russian territory on their side of the Russian-Ukrainian border to say, look, we're not doing a troop buildup here, which Kiev has been saying, you know, Moscow's building up tanks, they've got 500,000 troops, they've got a Death Star, they've got all the rest of the stuff, and Russia's saying, fly your planes over our territory, we won't shoot you down, come on, take all the pictures and radar you want, there are no massive troop buildups on the border. And that, of course, is it's a confidence builder that Russia, once again, is telling the truth, and the coup d'etat government in Kiev and the U.S. are lying. Now, Belarus has asked Russia to host another 15 Russian fighter jets on their territory out of concern over the obvious NATO military escalation in the region. Now, and that's not to say that Russia isn't getting ready to deal with a potential conflict. Again, I'm sure Putin is smart enough to realize what's really driving the war agenda. Return to Bretton Woods, return to the petrodollar, keeping the dollar as the supreme powerful currency on planet Earth. And he's not going to go along with that. And remember what I said about the history of World War II. The Nazis got within 20 miles of Moscow. And Russia is thinking, if there's going to be a war, better it start farther away from us. And so Russian paratroopers are starting to hold massive drills, large-scale exercises. Yesterday, they had units of the 98th Guards Airborne Division based at Ivanovo, just east of Moscow, were put on high alert and moved to unspecified locations to check readiness in simulated combat conditions. So they're drilling up their forces. Everybody's putting everything into place to go when it happens. You know, it's starting to sound so eerie, like this the opening to Tom Clancy's Red Storm Rising. We got to take a break here for some commercials, and we will be right back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in ExtendoVite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take ExtendoVite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, a surprising announcement from the interim leader in Ukraine, saying that Ukraine isn't interested in intervening in Crimea. Okay. They're saying they're not going to launch a military operation in Crimea because the end result would be they'd probably lose the entire eastern half of the country. So their approach seems to be, go ahead, be independent, Crimea, but we want the rest of the country, including that heavy industrial agricultural area on the eastern side. So it looks like they're, from the point of view of the coup d'etat government, they're trying to basically cut their losses, which would be a good approach for our government to be taken. But again, as we've seen in the handling of Obamacare, our government can never admit error, can never admit a mistake, can never turn around, go back and say, all right, we were wrong, let's change our thinking, because they're still operating on that carefully crafted illusion of governmental infallibility, despite copious amounts of evidence to the contrary here. Now, another member of the new government, Ryzhenko is his name. He's a member of the Udar Party. He's basically out there saying that Ukraine may have to arm itself with nuclear weapons if the United States and other world powers refuse to enforce a security pact that obligates them to reverse the Moscow-backed takeover of Crimea. Remember, there's this agreement where the United States, Great Britain, and even Russia signed on to this pact to assure Ukraine's territorial integrity in return for the Ukraine giving up the nuclear arsenal it inherited from the former Soviet Union. And that is the legal foundation by which the new coup d'etat government in Kiev is saying the U.S. has to come in and spend your kids and your money in a war with Russia. Now, of course, arming itself with nuclear weapons is a bit tricky. It takes years and years to build those things, even if you know how to do it. Of course, they could always go on down to Israel and buy a clandestine nuclear weapon from Israel, like South Africa was caught trying to do. But there's a lot of tough talk on both sides. Apparently last March 5th, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen is said that NATO is reconsidering their relations with Russia over this whole thing. Everybody is, basically what it comes down to, they're wagging their fingers and they're rattling their sabers and they're threatening and blustering and pounding on their chest. Unfortunately, there's a very thin line between that and going over to actually firing things that go bang at the other side, where it could really, really just kick off and escalate explosively, quite literally. Now, part of that escalation is coming from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, who's basically saying in the case of an escalation of unrest in Crimea, the U.S. Army is ready to back up Ukraine and its allies in Europe with military action. So the guy's drooling. He wants a new war. Because they're the military. That's where they get their money. There's no war, there's no money. They just get to stand there in their uniforms and their brass buttons and ribbons and all the rest of that stuff. And they don't get to do much of anything. They don't have any money. So anybody who's connected to the military in the officers' ranks or on the weapons procurement side, they want this thing really bad because it means more money for them. And it doesn't matter how many of other people's children have to be killed and crippled, and that's just not a factor anymore. They just want the money to play with. Now, the Royal Air Force has deployed one of their AWACS and some of their warships closer to the region. They're carrying out war drills as well. Now, Ron Paul basically came out with an article. The U.S. should not take Americans' money to pick the next leader in Ukraine. And what Ron Paul is basically saying is everybody understands this Ukrainian crisis was initiated by one of the endless U.S. covert attempts at regime change, except this one blew up in their face and everybody knows what's going on here. The U.S. went in. As soon as the Ukraine decided they were not going to go forward with European Union membership and enslaving the Ukrainian people to the hopelessly unpayable debt created by the European Central Bank, that's when all these agent provocateurs went into the Ukraine. Money started flowing in there, estimated $5 billion the U.S. spent trying to overthrow the elected government of the Ukraine and put in a new government by force, which for the champion of democracy seems like a rather unusual thing to do, but when you study history, you find out they've been doing it all along. And Ron Paul is out there saying, Americans' tax money should be spent on the United States of America, on the American people, on our infrastructure, not tinkering with other people's countries, which is not winning us any friends. And these covert overthrows always have a finite lifespan. But the people who do these things, they're only thinking about the next 10, 20 years when they're going to get all kinds of money, and when it all falls apart down the road, that's somebody else's problem to deal with. Let's see. Mike Billington, editor for Executive Intelligence Review, in an interview on Press TV said, Obama should be impeached over what happened in the Ukraine. And his claim that this is a national emergency it shows that he's just acting like a dictator. He's outside the Constitution, outside of Congress. And if he's not impeached and removed from office, we risk thermonuclear war. Well, that's not entirely accurate. I mean, I'd love to see Obama impeached for a wide variety of offenses, which are impeachable, using the IRS against his enemies. We know that's impeachable. It was one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon. The problem is, it is not Obama who is driving this war agenda. It is Wall Street, primarily, with a lot of help from Israel. And impeaching Obama would put Joe Biden in the Oval Office, and Joe Biden is right on board already with this war agenda. In fact, there's hardly anybody left in Washington, D.C. who has not been co-opted by the Project for the New American Century or AIPAC or Wall Street, and they're all in agreement, yeah, we're going to have a nice world war, and that's going to fix the economy because, hey, that's what worked the last two times. One of the Ukraine's largest television providers has now cut all the Russian channels. This prompted a complaint from the OSCE declaring it to be censorship to shut off the Russian TV channels. Remember how the new government in Kiev has banned several of the many languages used inside Ukraine, including Russia. And this is more than just spite. Because if you're living in a country and you speak one language and you are told you can't use that language anymore, you have to switch over to another language and all the paperwork and street signs and everything go over to that other language, it puts you at a serious disadvantage because you're busy struggling having to transition languages. It would be just like if the government of Canada went into Quebec and outlawed the use of French. It would cause tremendous upset and confusion to keep them weak. We're seeing more and more reports, this one is over at Market Oracle in Great Britain, saying that the Ukraine's gold reserves have been removed to the United States of America, about 33 tons of gold. And they even have a line in this article here, if the Ukraine's gold was taken away for safekeeping, it may not be so safe. Or rather, I'm sorry, I misread that. It may be so safe they will never see it again for a long time. Just ask Germany. So, again, it's common knowledge out there. The New York Federal Reserve was playing fast and loose with other people's gold bullion, and now they can't get it back. By the way, Germany's gold bullion that was in storage at the New York Federal Reserve was 1,500 tons. Lot of gold. Lot of wealth. Okay, only 5 tons has been returned so far. At that rate, it'll take 300 years to get Germany's gold back to them. Whatever gold they got from Ukraine, 33 tons, hardly makes a dent in what is owed back to Germany. And Germany is only one of 8 nations demanding their gold back. We have to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, really at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the mic when you really open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, really at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And there was an interesting article over at Veterans Today. And the article was, what happens to Ukraine will be a model for the rest of us. And basically goes in to point out that the current government of Ukraine, imposed by force, not by election or democratic process, is dominated by oligarchs and people connected to organized crime, and outright fascists are being appointed to the positions of governors and ministers. These are not people who are predisposed to be concerned about the general population and the welfare of the nation. They're just there to loot the system as much as possible. If anything, the new government is more corrupt and incompetent than the one that was kicked out. Remember, the U.S. justification for supporting the coup d'etat was that the elected government of Ukraine was supposedly corrupt and incompetent, which it probably was. But this is a classic case of the government calling the kettle, or rather the pot calling the kettle black, because the U.S. government is definitely corrupt. And looking at Obamacare, and the handling of our infrastructure, it's also incompetent. So from that point of view, the U.S. government basically just told the American people it's okay for us to kick them out. They ought to be careful about some of these excuses they're putting out there. Now, what's really interesting, we just put this up at whatreallyhappened.com. Today, the European Union is praising the new Ukrainian leadership. They're great people. They're partners. We can do business with them. But back in 2012, they had an official resolution adopted by the European Parliament condemning the Svoboda Party for its extreme fascist views. So in 2012, they're bad, but today they're good because they're on our side. It's a triumph of expedience over common sense, I think, here. Lindsey Graham is out there with a claim that if Crimea joins Russia or becomes independent, Iran will get nuclear weapons. I don't even now know how we got from point A to point B on this. But Lindsey Graham is still trying to keep the Iran war on track. We've got to go to war against Iran. They're getting things from Crimea. No, they're not. But it's just a reminder. All of these politicians and officials, they're not thinking about the big picture. They're not maintaining an overview. They're just out there saying, you know, what is my agenda and how do I serve it today? Probably Lindsey Graham gets up in the morning and when he's shaving in the mirror, he's got all his little reminders taped to the glass there. And the top one is, you know, promote war with Russia, with Iran. Anyway. Let's see. Now, getting on down to Libya, there's been some interesting developments there. As you're probably aware, there was a big kerfuffle over this North Korean-flagged oil tanker that was loading cargo at one of the oil terminals that is no longer under the control of the U.S. puppet regime that was imposed after they went in, invaded, killed Gaddafi, got rid of the state central bank, got rid of the Golden R, and turned Libya back into the slavery of the private central banks. And the new government is not doing very well. The legislature, the parliament, has been chased out of their own official buildings. They're doing business out of a hotel now because it's easier to secure. And they made a big deal about this tanker buying oil from what are called the rebels, but they're just the Libyan people who are sick and tired of their U.S. puppet government, and threatened to attack the tanker if it took on a cargo and left port. Well, the tanker did leave port Tuesday, and following that, the Libyan parliament sacked the prime minister. They voted Prime Minister Ali Zidane out of office on Tuesday. Now, apparently, whoever is coming in to replace him decided to hang on to his job and sent the Libyan Navy to intercept the North Korean oil tanker, which they did in international waters. There was apparently an exchange of fire. Or actually, what am I saying? It's an oil tanker. It can't return fire. The Libyan Navy opened fire on the tanker. The tanker was reported burning. The fire is out and is now being towed back to Libya, to the Misrata port, or, according to some reports, Zawiya, where the oil will be taken out of the tanker. This is probably going to have some repercussions. Now, North Korea can hardly project power into the Mediterranean, no matter what kind of tantrums Kim Jong-un throws. But the situation is a little bit more complex because that tanker was sailing under the North Korean flag, but is registered in Saudi Arabia, which suggests it's owned by Middle Eastern financial interests, which brings the possibility of repercussions a little bit closer to Libya. Was it a legal act in international waters, or was it an act of piracy? Remember that, the Marine Corps anthem from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli? The origin of that is at one time, that part of the world was considered a haven for pirates, like Somalia is today. And it looks like Tripoli may be going back to some of their old bad habits under international law. Now, speaking of old bad habits and seizures of ships illegally in international waters, the Israeli Navy has intercepted and boarded the latest humanitarian aid ship sailing to Gaza. It was called Freedom Waves. And the Israeli Navy has commandeered, they grabbed the ships, they're towing them to Israel, whereupon everybody on board the ship will be turned over to Israeli immigration to be deported for having entered the country illegally. Of course, the people on board the ship didn't enter the country illegally. They had no intentions of going to Israel. And it's a repeat of Mavi Marmara. Now, that, of course, the good news is nobody has been killed or injured, so supposedly. That's the report so far. But again, it shows Israel has the arrogance to go out into international waters and intercept these humanitarian aid ships. And I think the situation is definitely escalating down there. Six Palestinians have been killed in the last 24 hours under absolute pathetic, obvious excuses. There was a video that came out that showed Israeli forces opened one of the security gates in the security barrier and then just went and hid. They just left this thing wide open and they waited for some Palestinian kid to just wander up and take a look inside with the open gate, and they shot him dead. That kind of stuff. Now, there's a backlash already brewing from Israel's tactics, because apparently some IDF at a border crossing got out of control and shot a man dead who turned out to be a Jordanian judge. Now, the IDF is still insisting that this man grabbed a metal bar and rushed them, shouting Allah Akbar. And when he tried to grab one of the soldiers' guns, they were forced to kill him. Of course, the Jordanian government saying that's completely, utterly nonsense. And it's triggered a diplomatic row with Jordan. Now, Israel and Jordan have a peace treaty dating 20 years ago. And Jordan is saying Israel's completely responsible and they're demanding an apology. And we know from past history, Israel never apologizes. They're just like the U.S. government. Everything we do is right. And they're out there still saying, no, this guy went crazy. He grabbed a metal rod. He attacked our soldiers. We had to kill him there. And if you don't believe our story, then you're a dirty Jew-hating anti-Semite who wants to bring back Hitler in the gas chambers. Now, there may have been a possible false flag this morning. Just when Israel needs it, some 25 to 30 of these Qassam homemade firework rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip into southern Israel. There were, as usual, no casualties. A lot of dirt got blown up. Some damage to a sidewalk. Israel is saying the Iron Dome successfully intercepted three rockets. Now, three out of 25 interceptions is a 12% hit rate. That's not exactly a successful military system, and yet the U.S. government just sent Israel another $400+ million to pay for more of the same. Now, the cost per Iron Dome missile is somewhere between $35,000 to $50,000 each, which does not include the amortized cost of the launching systems, which go for $50 million apiece. The cost of the homemade bottle rockets used by Gaza or by Israelis playing at being Gazans are roughly $800 apiece launched from a wood ramp. From a purely economic point of view, Israel is already losing this battle, although Israel doesn't care because you, the American taxpayer, are paying for it all. Oh, my goodness here. And, of course, the tanks are already rolling into Gaza. And it looks like another classic Israeli false flag. Get your agents in the target to fire off some rockets, roll in the tanks. Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman is saying it's time to recapture Gaza. We'll be right back.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're getting a new story, getting back to the Ukraine for a second. Apparently, the email of an assistant army attaché at the U.S. Embassy in the Ukraine, a guy by the name of Jason Gresh, got his email account hacked and the emails made public. And the emails apparently talk about setting up bombs and a false flag attack with which to blame Russia so the U.S. could take military action. He also mentioned something about so the company can act. And the article is saying, what does he mean by the company? Well, everybody knows the company is the informal nickname of the CIA. So they're still playing their old games. And I told you, they've got to do a false flag of some kind. The American people do not want any more U.S. war. We're sick and tired of war. We have been at war at all of these bankers' targets longer than we were in World War II. And we're tired of seeing our kids coming home in cheap metal coffins or in wheelchairs. We are tired of the financial cost to this country to attack all these nations, none of whom did anything wrong to the United States. They did not attack us. They did not bomb us. Their only offense is wanting to run their economy for their own benefit instead of for the private central banks. That's why they're being attacked and invaded. That's why your kids are being killed and crippled. All righty. Let's see. Apparently over in Egypt, somebody set off a bomb near the Israeli embassy in Cairo. Apparently a couple of hours after police shot a man dead, suspected of the January bombing, which says either he had help or they got the wrong guy in the first time. David Cameron is on his first official visit to Israel as prime minister. And apparently just before he took off, he was being lobbied by groups representing Jews in Great Britain that he demanded he acknowledge Israel's status as the world's only Jewish state on his first visit there. And you need to understand the subtlety of that. They're not just saying acknowledge Israel as a state. They want the world's blessing for an apartheid state. It's a Jewish state, and anybody else is automatically subordinate. They want the world to basically say it's okay for Israel to act the way the world agreed South Africa should not be allowed to act. And that double standard has been there all the way through history. I mean, look at the end of World War II, where the entire world had united, ostensibly, to tell Germany that they couldn't simply walk into somebody else's country and take it for their own. And yet Israel, mostly through propagandizing, the Holocaust legend, if you will, were out there trying to get the U.S. to say it's okay for Israel to go in and take the Palestinians' country for their own use. And it's that constant set of double standards that's just driving people crazy here. Article over at Desert Peace is pointing out that part of Israel's strong support here in the United States appears to be on the wane. We've been talking in the last couple of weeks about how AIPAC is starting to see their grip on the U.S. Congress slip a little tiny bit. But another part of the power base they have in the United States are the so-called Christian Zionists, who are predominantly evangelicals. They're all caught up in the end times prophecy, and they're all running around the country saying, if we help Israel set the world on fire in World War III, then Jesus is going to come down when it's all over and invite us up to the big house. But apparently a lot of those Christian Zionists are now starting to realize that the Israel of present day is not the Israel they read about in the Bible. And there's a serious, serious disconnect. And so support among Christian evangelicals for Israel is beginning to slip. And that is a major, major demographic group for Israel here in the United States of America. So it's going into decline here. Now, as I mentioned last week, there was a national summit to reassess the U.S.-Israel special relationship. It was held on March 7th at the National Press Club. It was a complete success. They had 350 attendees from all over the country. The crowd was just complete sellout. They were having to set up extra chairs. It was an overflow audience. We have a link at whatreallyhappened.com, National Summit, a resounding success. Apparently C-SPAN did cover it, and the C-SPAN video is linked there, so you can go in and take a look at it. And if I'd had the resources, I would have been there myself, because I'm still waiting for somebody to explain to me what this so-called special relationship is. Because anytime you say, why is the United States giving all these weapons and money to Israel to go out and kill people? Well, it's because of the special relationship. You know, how come AIPAC isn't required to register as a lobby for a foreign government? Well, it's the special relationship. What is the special relationship? That Israel's bribing our government? We already know that. Blackmailing most of them? Probably. What is this so-called special relationship? Another story coming out of The Guardian, that a new push to get a war against Assad is being planned, reports suggest. There are reports coming out from Washington, Jerusalem, Actually, the government of Israel is still in Tel Aviv, pretensions to the otherwise notwithstanding. Anyway, from the U.S., Israel, Turkey suggest a major new clandestine effort is underway to open up a southern front in Syria. That means, of course, an invasion coming across the Golan Heights from Israel. And they're pouring in more funding to the hired mercenaries, even though those mercenaries are committing atrocities against, well, Christians. This whole Western push for war winds, they can't find any really moral people to side with them, so they're just making deals with all these crazies that are out there. Now, last summer, there was a major protest all across Turkey, and in the middle of it, there was this young boy, Berkan Elvan, who was 15 years old, was just on his way to the local store to get bread when he was shot in the head with a tear gas canister, fractured his skull, put him in a coma, and he just died. And as a result, the protests all across Turkey have reignited. Erdogan is just barely hanging on to power over there. And not surprisingly, because this is certainly not my memory of Australia from when I was down there, which was admittedly a long time ago, but apparently Australia has passed laws against public protesting. And they're making protesting illegal. They can fine protesters $600 and throw them in jail for up to 2 years. And they're now, they basically, this is in Victoria. Police in Victoria will have the power to tell groups of protesters to leave, including those involved in peaceful protests and pickets. And if they don't leave, they can be fined and thrown in prison. It seems like all these Western nations are all starting to act just like the countries we're told we're invading to bring democracy to. And, of course, we already know that the propaganda about how bad things are in these other countries is not to be believed. I grew up absolutely hating communists because of the brainwashing I got in grade school and the media. And then when I finally actually met some communists, they were very nice people. I wanted to be friends with them. We were being told about how evil Saddam Hussein was. And then there was that video of him just walking around in public, no security. No, I mean, minimal security. Gets up on a car to wave at the crowd. You don't see our politicians doing that. They live behind Lexan these days. Now, as you're probably aware, Florida just had their special election to fill the open seat in Florida's 13th congressional district. And David Jolly won by a narrow margin. Apparently, this is being seen as a possible bellwether for the midterm elections, in November. Now, it was a very narrow victory, and given Florida's past history of election skullduggery, I don't think that I would read too much into it. But we're going to talk more about politics when we come back from these words from our sponsors.